Go.
Shelby! Okay, let me make sure I'm actually recording.
Yay, for recording stuff.
Not one of these podcasts where I think I'm recording and we're really not. So this
podcast
is number 10?
10, I think we're in the double digits, babe. Oh my God. It seems like we've been doing this forever, but we've only really been doing this since what, like June, May, June?
Yeah.
It's only a few months.
June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Well,
yay,
we've
10.
We've been doing this forever. We just started recording it.
Maybe. That's right.
We were super late to start podcasting.
Super late on everything.
Super late.
That's why we always have so much to talk about, because we got like 2 years worth of stuff to talk about.
This time we have like 3 weeks worth of stuff because it took me forever to upload the last podcast.
Yeah, but it, you know, aside from the two like little things we did, I didn't really feel like there was much like news shit to talk about. So
yeah,
I was like,
yeah. Now
I mean, we could
so much news shit, and we have done.
Is there
those two little things?
Yes, two little things. What?
And there's new comics, and
there's a new. Just things, and we're almost to the fall TV season. Yay! There'll be so much. We're fixing to like hit people with shit just like all the time.
Bam, bam, like ninja fists to the face.
Yes. Yes. People will be like, I can't wait to listen to that shit. Right? Something like that. All eight people who listen to us. Yay! Shout out to the eight people.
Shout out to the eight people. Love all eight of you. Particularly you know who we're talking about.
Yeah, you that listens to us on planes and trains and automobiles. So what do we want to start with? Do we want to start with our travels, or do we want to start with Daredevil number 11? Do we want to start with things we're obsessed with this week? What do we want to go with first?
We should bookend with travels, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, we can talk about Dragon.
Listening the first 5 minutes and trying to figure out if they're going to listen for the whole hour. Shelby and I both, well, I put it in the title of the podcast. So Shelby got to see Charlie again.
That's Charlie.
I got to meet Finn. And we both have
baby
stories to go with that.
Yes. So we can talk about Dragon Con if you want to, because mine's really fairly short, because Shelby can't quite figure out if she's a con person or not.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a person who does well in a big crowd, and this is a crowded place. So it's real hard for me to just chill out and let go when there's people everywhere. Even if I'm surrounded with people that love the same things I love, it's still hard for me. So, and we had a 3-hour drive. We drove up Thursday night. Dragon Con is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of Labor Day weekend. Got our passes Thursday night. No problem. Went to the hotel. We knew we had to get up early because the first Daredevil panel was at 10 o'clock Friday morning. Dragon Con is set up in hotels. So there's, I forget how many host hotels. So you already feel like if you're not staying at one of these host hotels that you don't have the jump on people who were staying in the middle of Dragon Con. So in my head, I needed to be up at like 6 o'clock to get there in line at 8 o'clock. And I always do this, and I always get there within plenty of time, and it's always fine. But in my head, it's never going to be, and it's going to be a disaster. So I stress out about things like that. But we got there. We got to the panel.
That's going to be so much fun at New York Comic Con.
Oh, God.
Because I'm the type of person that, like, everybody can be like, oh, it starts at 10. You should be just fine if you get there at 8. And I'm like, we have to get up at 3 and be there at 4.
Yes, that's the way I am. And
right,
so we'll be prepared.
We will.
Whereas
so
my sister's going, God, you didn't think I was ever gonna get up. And I'm trying to be chill because I can ruin shit for everybody. I can. with my like anxiety, with my like, I just want to be there and it's going to be terrible if I don't get there and the day is going to go to shit.
You've never done anything
for me. So we get there and it is already half full. There is no sitting at the front. There is no front row. There's no tenth row. We're to the middle and back. This is a huge room. I forget. I did hear it holds maybe 2,000 people. I don't know if that's even correct or not, but it was a big ass room. It was like two big ballrooms opened up. So we're sitting there about middle ways and they're doing the Welcome to Dragon Con little thing before Charlie comes on and you can't hear a fucking thing anybody's saying. It's like it's echo and we're sitting in between two speakers and you cannot hear. I was like, well, this fucking is going to suck. If I can't hear what he's saying, what's the point? So this girl was walking around. She's like, if you move to the back, you can hear. So we ended up, we had to move further back, like almost to the back of the room. But they had video screens and it ended up being awesome because you could hear them perfectly. And Charlie comes out and he's, the room is packed. It's full, which is, I was like, yay, because you don't ever know, you know, you're a huge fan and you know, they're going to be a few huge fans. But you're like, please let this be good. Let this be filled. And it was. It was filled up. Everybody was excited. Nobody asked any, like, questions that I felt like had been asked 1,000 times. I mean, of course, he got the Avengers Infinity War questions and things like that. But Charlie just does the best job of making, I don't know, like, you could just listen to him talk about Daredevil or Stardust or Boardwalk Empire for, like, hours.
Well, and did you see, because like I watched the second day, the panel from the second day, and it seemed like they had filtered questions or they had screened the questions.
I don't know if that's true or not. See, the guy that was hosting our panel, he started talking probably about 20 minutes till 10. And, you know, he was telling people that he could go ahead and, you know, and line up. And I didn't get that feeling at all because he even said that if Charlie had got there earlier, that they'd just go ahead and start.
Okay.
And, yeah. And they didn't, it wasn't really so much as like the moderator or host asking questions as much as just letting people ask bam, bam, bam. And yeah. I really couldn't see the line. I couldn't see where people were lined up. So that could have happened. But, I don't know. I was like, yay, Georgia. Good job. I haven't seen a video from the first panel be posted yet. So I don't know if anybody did. They had plans. They were going to stream the panel and then they couldn't. I don't know if Marvel just didn't allow them to, I don't know what happened there. They didn't get to stream it live like they were going to, but
yeah, just a lot of panel, because yours was billed as a Daredevil panel and maybe the second day was billed as a Charlie panel and that's why it was available. Because I mean, I've been able to watch it and the questions for it were good too, so yay Georgia.
That's what I was saying, yay. And everybody was just so well, first of all, I can never get over the number of Stardust fanboys that are there. There's never really any girls that stand up and ask Stardust questions. It's the guys who ask Stardust, like, or I'm such a huge fan of Stardust, and that's crazy to me. Like, I was like, oh yay. And Charlie was like, where were you people 10 years ago?
I think I saw that or something like that. Where were y'all when we were trying to sell theater tickets?
Yeah, where were you 10 years ago? And he's just so good at telling stories. And
yeah,
because he's so genuine. That's there is no him getting up there and playing a part. That's him. And he's telling his life story and I could just listen to it. And he's such a fan of the show and he's such a fan of comic books and he knows so much about this character that there's really no question that he like couldn't answer that they threw at him or whatever. And I love to hear him talk about John Bernthal. I was happy when somebody finally brought up John Bernthal and the Punisher and, it was an hour. It was a lot of fun. It was so good. You just didn't want it to stop. You're like, oh no, please just keep talking. Of course he gets the question of, will you be in Infinity War? And, you know, and everybody's like, if you're not in Infinity War, fuck that. We don't want to see it. You know, well, nobody said that, but
he's not going to be in Infinity War.
We don't know that.
Yeah, we pretty much do.
No, we don't.
They've pretty much said that the television universe and the movie universe are not crossing.
I know they've said that, but I think eventually these shows are going to be too big. They're going to have to.
I think there's going to have to be. I mean, I think right now there's a lot of politics going on behind the scenes.
There and is, but I think eventually
anybody's wanting. It's not even like the top of anybody's to do list.
No, it's like, and it's
they can't even get Coulson over to the Netflix universe. I mean, they can't get S.H.I.E.L.D. to interact with the Defenders.
Yeah, that's if these shows go on, it will. It'll have to.
I love your faith.
it'll fucking have to. All I know is they better not go the DC route and go to recast and shit, because that'll just get stupid and I'll get angry. But it's a good. It was a great panel. He told the story about for his first role in Merchants of Venice. He didn't know if he was going to get the role, but if he went back to school, he was going to have to play the recorder in like some production they were doing, and he never bothered to learn to play the flute. And so and then he finally got the call that he got the movie. So he said, I'm sure at some point it'll come back to bite me in the ass. Like Christopher Nolan will call me and go, you're perfect for this, this role. You can play the flute, right? so that was a cute Charlie story. So,
I'm sure he could learn it.
Yeah, right. Because he kept saying, I'll learn. And so to keep telling himself, like, okay, I'll learn. I got plenty of time. And then it was like the next day to going back to school and he hadn't learned how to play it. But then he got the call to be in Merchants of Venice. And of course, the rest is all history. Yay. So then after that, we were going to go try to do the Sleepy Hollow panel, but Tom Mizen then didn't I don't think he showed up till Saturday. He was not going to be in the panel that was right after. And here's another thing about these panels and these host hotels. They will clear a room after a panel. So you immediately then for the next one, if you don't leave in the middle of a panel, are in the back of the line for the next panel. Or you either have to go across, you know, the block or whatever to the next hotel where these people have been lined up for however long. So you're never guaranteed if you're going to, you know, get in a panel or whatever. So we then made our way after we rested a little bit and stuff. Because me and my sister were kind of worn around. This is the first time we've really sort of been in the middle of it. We did it last year, but not really. And even this time, I would still say we really didn't do Dragon Con the way it needs to be done. I'm still just kind of learning this shit. So we end up at the Marriott because we were going to do photo ops with Charlie later, and that's where they were having the photo op. I was like, let's just go see where this is at. Now, keep in mind, this is 12 o'clock. The photo's not till 5. But Shelby wants to know where she needs to be 5 hours from now. So, you know, and they're playing this douche, 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 douche music, and it's hot in the Marriott. And we happen to wander up where they have this like squared off little area and doors are shut and people are sitting in front of this door. It's like, oh, well, people are sitting here. Fuck. I just want to sit. Can we just sit here? And it was the Walk of Fame doors. And that's where all the stars go and have their tables set up and you can walk through and get autographs and stuff. And there, it was going to open at 1. So we had a whole full hour to wait, but there weren't many people there. So we're sort of standing there and the guy comes up and he goes, are you in line for the Walk of Fame? And this is the way I answered him. I said, I don't know. Maybe. So, yeah. So we just decided, and my sister's going, what the fuck do you want to do? She's being a trooper. She will do whatever I want to do. So I was like, let's just sit here and see. Cause it's going to be early. They're going to open the doors at 1. I don't know if anybody's going to be in here or not. Which meanwhile, she was reading the signs and I was not. She's like, why does it say no photos? I said, no, you can take photos in here. There's no photos during the photo op. You can't bring your camera. No, I'm pretty sure it says no photos. No. Okay. So the closer it gets time and they're lining us up to go in, they do tell you that. No taking pictures in there. Whatever. Apparently there are some stars that charge for selfies. That's part of the deal too.
Yeah.
And shit. So, we get in line and Charlie's table is right to the left as you walk in. It's right, the first one on the left. And he's standing there already. He's already there with a couple people. And oh my God, you guys. Oh my God. And he makes it a point to really, like, he makes eye contact, I feel like, with every single, like, however many of us were there at this point. Not very many. There may have been 15 people ahead of me, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's doing his typical, hey guys, how's it going? Kind of, you know, Charlie. And I'm like, and my sister, we're still trying to figure out, are we doing this? Are we doing this? Do they charge? Do we have to pay stuff? I don't know how any of this works. I have never been through an autograph line.
Yeah.
Before. Never, you know, fuck, I don't know. Can you just walk up and shake their hand? Fuck.
Walk of Fame was an autograph line. I thought it was just like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's a huge, big, like probably two ballrooms opened up and tables set up all around, like in a circle, and then down the middle, like back to back, all these tables. Like Charlie was set up at a table with Joey Fatone and Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC. who were not there. Charlie was probably one of the first ones that was there. And, you know, he did the panel. It was over at 11. So by 1 o'clock, he was already in the Walk of Fame. So I had stuck two comics in my bag, and Rihanna knows which one. Everybody who follows me knows which comic I'm talking about. The comic, the cover, Daredevil, Maleev cover. You know which one. I don't have to describe it. It's the best cover ever. So we get up there and we don't even know how much it is. I had a feeling, I was like, it's going to be $50, $60 a piece. And my sister's just going like, what? I was like, no, but I want you to meet him, and I'm doing this for you. This is fine. Like, I want this to happen. And so we get up there, and there's a girl, and she takes your name down and puts it on a sticky note on the comic. So he doesn't have to go through all that, you know, shit of like, how do you spell your name? Blah, 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 blah. And it's awesome because you don't even think about, they've already told you no cameras, whatever. So I'm not even trying. I know there are people who probably did sneak pictures. He probably would have if you had asked him. I don't know. But I was so glad after the moment was over that I was not worried about that or trying to do that. Because it's like Jack White said one time in an interview, that people get so caught up and they take pictures of a moment that does not happen. Mm-hmm. And you don't actually get to have the moment. And I'm going to tell you, people, if you ever want to meet anybody, and if you're scared, just meet Charlie Cox. He will make it the easiest thing ever.
Yeah.
He talks to you. Like, when I walked up and he saw the comic, he's like, this is my favorite too. You know, like, and we had a, he's like, this is, and he said, I hope at some point, cause I think all I was saying was, oh my God, I know it's so good. It's so good, right? Oh my God, it's so good. and he says, I hope at some point this image somehow gets used on the show. And you can imagine. Oh my God, I could have died right there. yes, Charlie, yes. Because if it does ever happen,
you discussed that with him.
I discussed it with him, but it just also needs to happen. So we talked about that, and I was like, and I'm going by this point, because I'm like, oh, he's really into this. I was like, you know, there's a Punisher one too. And he's like, yeah, I know. And we're really geeking out and nerding out. And then I told him, I was like, I just saw him in June, and it's in typical Charlie fashion of, oh my God, really? That's so cool. You know? And then let's see what else. Like, I was like, yeah, I flew up there because I'm from here and had to see you because this is where I'm from, blah, blah, blah. And, then we talk about, the play. He said the play. He said the play was did he call it a bit strange, weird? I can't remember what word he used he was talking about Incognito. And I was, of course, me again. I was like, yeah, but oh my God, I loved it. I saw it twice. Oh my God. But I loved it so much. And so, he was, by this time, my sister is up there because it seems like I talked to him forever. It was probably only like 3 minutes. It seemed like 30. It seemed like we had like this, like we had 30 minutes to sit here and talk about this comic and this play. And Shannon probably is just standing there behind me going, just God, okay. I just want to get this over with. Cause, so he's talking to her and he's like, where are you from? And, she's like, I'm her sister. And he goes, you're her what? Her sister, he goes, oh, that's cool. That's cool. And then we were talking back into a little bit more, and he ended with, oh my God, I just love your accents. So there, that my life's over at this point. Like,
after you've been so self-conscious over your accent, Charlie loves it.
Charlie loves it. There's nothing left for me to accomplish in this life ever.
Maybe so, one day he'll be cast in a movie where he has to have a South Georgia accent.
That's and right. Like, and he'll say,
oh my God, I need to find those sisters.
And of course, I like thanked him a bunch of times for coming, I'm sure. Like, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And
Shelby.
And that was
Shelby.
Yes.
He learns accents by listening to podcasts.
I know. So
maybe
this is
one
the perfect
day, Charlie will have to do a South Georgian accent. He'll just listen to a bunch of our podcasts.
It was so cute. It was so great because he's just, yeah, he's so smiley and he's so nice and he's so inviting and he's so, just even listening to him talk to the people before me, right. He just makes everybody feel at ease and very, and he does, he just makes an effort to talk to you about whatever. So yeah, if you get a chance, you got to. And, we had the photo opt in later in the day. And again, we just sort of looked up at the right time and we ended up being like only probably maybe five deep in the line. Like the photo op was at five. We were out of there by 5:17, but that is not a spot, people. This is my advice. That is not a spot where you hand gifts to anybody. That is not a spot where you're going to have a moment with anybody. They move you in and out of there. It's such a clip. Like there's really no, that's why I was so glad we had done the Walk of Fame, because if I was just dependent on that, you know, that little bit of time to connect with Charlie again, it would not have happened. It was like, next, you barely have time to get your feet set. Next.
Yay.
So when we get in there, and he is so used to just moving right along, the first thing he's just so used to saying is, it's nice to meet you. And I didn't know if he would remember me from earlier. Fuck, I wouldn't remember me from earlier. No, shit, no.
You never know. You had no way. You had real meaningful conversation.
So, I'm not expecting anything. For all I know, this is going to be like the fifth time I've met Charlie Cox, like again. You know, like this is going to be it. So, so we do our photo, and he said, we met earlier, right? He's like, the sisters. So he did. He remembered us, and that made it even more like, to the point where me and Shannon could not even find our way out of the picture maze to get our picture.
Aww.
We couldn't find our way out. We ended up, and this guy, we're like, how do we get out of here? He had to come back in. This dude did, and walk us through and like, follow the arrows. Oh. Sorry. Charlie Cox just called us the sisters. You know what? Fuck you. Okay? We're on a high right now.
We're having the best day ever. Fuck you.
You know, we're on a high right now. And then, of course, you're like, please let the picture be cute. Please let the picture be cute. Because you know he's going to be cute in the picture. You know that. But please let the picture be cute. Please don't let me look like a troll. Please. But it was cute. It was cute. It was good all the way around. It was a happy daredevil day. There, just again, a yay Georgia. He did a panel the next day. We did not make it back to because we ended up going to Sonoy to eat at Nick and Norman's restaurant. Yay!
And it looked delicious.
Yay, Walking Dead. It was delish. It was delish. Go to Nick and Norman's. Have the Norman's burger. That's what I had.
Yeah. Ground meat from dead flesh.
Bison burger, baby. Bison. Bison and beets. Supposed to have it wrapped in lettuce, but I don't want my hamburger wrapped in lettuce. I want my hamburger on a bun. So I had it on a bun. But, and then we kind of ducked out and we left. I feel like such a Dragon Con failure again because I didn't make it to any other panels, but I figure baby steps, right?
Baby
steps. Like I finally made it to a panel. I did the Walk of Fame. There was also nobody after we got through with Charlie. There was really nobody else to walk through and see. None of the iZombie people had got there. None of the Flash people were there or Arrow. So, yeah, Brett Dalton was in there doing photo ops finishing up photo ops when we were in there with Charlie, but I did not get a glimpse of Brett Dalton. Damn it all. Damn it all to hell.
I mean, Brett and Charlie in the same room. I'm surprised it didn't just catch on fire.
It was nice. It was, it is expensive, people. I will not lie. Cons. You're out probably before you even get started. $500 between hotel and tickets before you even get started. So.
And that's if you get a nice, cheap hotel.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're going to be for New York. Yeah. Well, and we got cheap. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. I mean, if you can find any place for less than $200 a night.
Yeah.
You're doing good. And if you can find a place for less than $200 without a 3 to 4 minimum night stay during this time, you're also doing good.
Yeah.
But I get it. It's fun. It's for people who do not get other opportunities to go see these people. I understand it. I embrace it. I just am we'll see after New York Comic Con. We'll see how I still feel about this.
Yeah.
But that was pretty much it. It was, successful. So have a moment, people. Put the phone down and go have a moment with somebody.
Yeah, have a moment.
You might, you might not have pictures, but who gives a fuck? That's what the $70 photo op is for.
See, I'm a damn paparazzi in the moment. I don't know. I am just so bad at catching a moment that I just kind of want to record all the moments because
I know you. I know. I know.
Remember them. And you know the thing is though, I feel like I've been such a catcher of the moment. I mean,
yes,
I do so much photo taking and stuff that I feel that I've worked really hard to catch the moment and yet still try to document it.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm taking pictures with my, I don't know. I never try to record a concert or anything because it always sounds like shit and you can't see anything.
Well, I did not do the panel because we were so far back. I didn't even try to record even a little video at the panel. I was no, I'm going to be again in this moment. Somebody will. And of course, this is the panel that apparently nobody did, but whatever. Yeah. It's still fine.
But that's the thing. If I was in a panel, I would be somebody's recording this. And I even, when I went to the Austin Film Festival, which is completely different, when I went to panels, because they throughout the year show all of theirs, I even chose my panels. I was oh, that one they'll have on their podcast later. I'm not even going to bother going to that. You know, if somebody else is going to record it.
Yeah.
I don't, and concerts and all that. But the everyday life moments, I try to record them or whatever, yet still be in them. But
yeah,
I'm really bad about that. But I don't like people at concerts and panels and stuff because I'm just enjoy it, just be there.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. Now, probably if they had said, "Hey, you can take selfies at the table," that's what I'd been all consumed with. Is can I get a hug and da 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 da? Instead of talking to him, I probably would have. I probably would have been trying to get the picture because, like you said, you feel like if you don't have something to make this moment tangible, then it's just going to disappear into the ether and it never happened.
But I mean, I had my moment. I mean, I had my moment with Charlie last year in December when I hadn't planned to see him. I had already gotten a picture with him and we just walked along the street and talked about the weather.
I should have asked him about the weather.
I mean, that was just a moment. He brought it up. I didn't bring up the weather.
What was so funny is I just knew he was going to show up in one of his little typical flimsy t-shirts. And Charlie had on this black, three-quarter length sleeve, long sleeve shirt. And I was like, what the fuck?
Have you heard about Georgia, Charlie? Have you heard about it?
When he showed up, but on Saturday he did bust out the t-shirt. So, It was not, thank God. That's another thing. Think about the way it was not blistering hot. It was nice because we were running from the hurricane.
Yes. Yes.
That was supposed to hit where, come through where we live. And then we drove 3 hours to Atlanta. So we were out running the hurricane. We left our family here to fend for themselves. Mm-hmm. And we tore out to Atlanta to Dragon Con while they fought the hurricane. Everybody's fine though.
That's good. I was really worried about your family as I was watching about the death and destruction and preparing here in New Jersey, which was supposed to just be wiped off the map or something. Which I was really glad I hadn't planned on a quick trip off the books and all that.
Surely
my flights would have been all messed up. You wouldn't have even been there by the time I got there. You were done with Dragon Con by the time I would have gotten there.
If you were coming, we would have stayed. Because my sister was, she was like, I will do whatever you want to do. This was all on me. And I was like, let's just go home. It's a little, I have a little like sensory like overload problem sometimes. Like I just have to.
Well, and I do too. So, I mean, mine can take a little bit more than yours. But, I mean, I walked through Times Square last night and I was ready to start throwing punches.
Yeah.
Just get me out of here.
But having said all that, like, I feel like I can't stay away. There's already tickets for next year on sale and they're $80 right now to get a 4-day pass. And I feel like I need one all of it. Yeah, 4 days for $80. I feel like I need one now. We'll see.
Get it. I might be able to go. And if I'm able to go, then I can just like.
And it does get bigger and better every year. And, I mean, they had people from, like I said, Flash, Arrow, Charlie, NSYNC. I feel like, I think last year, Finn Jones was there for Game of Thrones. You know, they have, now none of the Walking Dead people are there because Walking Dead people do the Walker Stalker thing. So
yeah.
It's kind of like its own separate thing, but yeah, this Dragon Con is across the board. Gaming, comics, TV, any kind of like fandom, really. So,
well, and they're all building. Great. I mean, I feel like all the cons are getting bigger. Even North Carolina Comic Con this year.
Yeah.
DC Comics is coming.
Yeah.
So next they might have Marvel.
They might. I'm still jealous because y'all always get Gerard Way and we don't.
Yeah.
Well, come on, Gerard.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going because I'm not going to be in North Carolina.
I know, but but why does he choose North Carolina, Gerard? Why?
I mean, I don't know, unless he just like has a personal relationship with some of the, because there's a few creators in North Carolina that have personal relationships with, you know, these, I mean, yeah, they have, I don't know. Maybe North, I mean, people like Durham. It's in Durham. It's in downtown Durham. It's in like the hip area. Some people just like hanging out there.
Yeah. It's a shame. I would like to, there's so many things that I would like fucking like to go to, but Atlanta's like 3 hours away. There's so many good concerts happening. Then you'd like to turn around and go to Walker Stalker. You'd like to try that, but fuck again, money. And then Heroes and Villains Fest is in November. You'd like to fucking try that. I'd like to go to the North Carolina Comic Con, but again, money, well, you know, hey,
I'm sitting here a 90-minute train ride from Manhattan. And I'm like, I should pick up a ticket to Wicked. I should pick up a ticket to this. I should go to the Saints game. I should go to the football game next week. I should do this. And all of these things are, I mean, by the time I factor in train fare and ticket fees and all that, it's $150 minimum. And it's just I don't know if I can do a $150 event every week.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. It'll set you back. That's why if you are planning on a con, any con, do the con right and go ahead and put back a smooth $1,000, people.
Yeah.
Put it back.
And okay? The guy I met this week said, plan $1,000. He said for New York Comic Con, he plans $1,000 just for shit he buys once he's there.
Oh my God. There's going to, see, that's what bothered me about Dragon Con was we made it to the vendor mart, which they had to at some point. I was talking to a girl in front of me in line at the photo op and she said it got shut down because there was too many people. While me and Shannon were in there, you could not stop and look at anything. It was people on top of people. And I was having one of my moments going, if somebody yells fire or pops something like a gunshot, I'm going to get trampled and I'm dead. Yeah. That's all I can think about. You can't really enjoy or look at anything. And so we didn't even attempt like Artist's Alley or whatever they call it, to go see any of the art. And that's really where I probably would have liked to have spent my time, is looking at the art. So yeah, I hope to do that at New York Comic Con. I hope to be able to at least stop and look at things. That's probably like, yeah, we'll see.
We're going to do it.
We'll get there early enough. Maybe we can be some of the first people there.
We're going to be it. We're going to be like first people. Yeah, because trust me, like, they say you gotta be there at 6. We're gonna be there at 5:30.
We just won't sleep, because who needs sleep anyways?
I'll be an anxious mess and you'll be an anxious mess, and I need sleep because you don't want to meet that person. But
so $1,000 just for the stuff you want to buy. I believe that.
But this was a guy also. So this was, I tried out another comic book shop this week. Mostly because I joined a gym and the secret stash closes at like 6.
Fuck you.
So I couldn't leave work, go to the gym, and then go to the secret stash on Wednesday, and I wanted to get the new comic book. And I didn't want to fuck up my gym routine, because I'm only 2 weeks into it, and that's when you don't want to fuck up your gym routine, because, you know, by like week 3, I won't care anymore. I have a stack of chocolate chip cookies that says, week 3, I won't care anymore. No, just kidding. I do have a stack of chocolate chip cookies. They are delicious. Anyways, I looked it up and I was like, oh, there's another comic book shop. It's actually closer to me. And it's open until like 8 p.m. on Wednesdays.
So, see, that's when a comic book shop should be open from like 11 to 8 every day.
Yeah. And like my one back home that opens up at 8 a.m. on Wednesdays because it realizes that Wednesdays Wednesday.
That's what I say.
Important.
I say don't Wednesdays. Yeah, Wednesday should be like you said, 7:30, 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah. So and I read the reviews and stuff, and you know, they were all like, yeah, it has a good selection. So I went and I dug through the comics because the big thing this week was Daredevil 11. Has a special variant Maleev by Maleev.
We are Maleev fangirls here. Right, I am a Maleev fan.
So, like, I went and I looked through their stacks on the wall, and I couldn't find it. And I was like, oh my god. Like, I didn't realize this was something that could sell out, or that I needed to pre-order, or whatever. I'm like, I just want my Maleev variant. So, I went to him. I went to the guy at the front. Which, seriously, I mean, it's a very small shoebox of a place, but it's stuffed full of stuff. So I went to the guy at the counter and I was like, do you have the Maleev variant for this? And he was like, there's a Maleev variant for that? And I was like, yes, there's a Maleev variant for this. And he was like, fuck Maleev.
Oh my god.
And he had like a special stack of like variants that were bagged and boarded and had special prices on them.
Of course.
And he dug through that and he found it and he charged me like 2.5 times the face value.
Of course.
Fucker. But I hadn't seen the face value at this point, so I was just paying whatever he said because whatever. Like, I mean, my comic book shop has done that too. Like when they get variants.
Yes, they do. They all do that.
They price them. So it might be the market rate for this one.
Yeah, most of the time, unless you catch it early on pre-order, really, really early. Yeah, they could be anywhere from 10 on up to fucking $125.
Yeah,
just depends on how where they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, like, and I was like, so what do you have against Maleev? And he was just talking about his experience at Comic-Con. So he, like, as a comic book store owner, he goes and he gets commissions from the artists. So, like, there'll be a comic book artist there, and he'll go, and he'll be like, I want you to draw Batman for me, and pay them whatever amount. And I guess you go back at the end of the con, and you have, like, a custom Batman drawing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, he and his friends, like, looked at Maleev's art, and Maleev was going to be at the con. And
now, can anybody do this, or do you have to be a comic book owner, or anybody can commission?
No, I think anybody can commission.
Okay, and you just have to have deep. You have to have deep money pockets.
Well,
right?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe $100, $200.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we'll look into it. Well, and what he was saying is, I mean, because he was like, I mean, he basically was acting as though the whole purpose you go to Artist Alley is to commission drawings. Like that was his whole reason for going.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, see, I don't know that. Maybe he's
so,
right.
So, I mean, like when I went to art, yeah, and I mean, I guess that's kind of what I saw when I went to the little Artist Alley at North Carolina Comic Con. I mean, little. It was big, but it wasn't like Maleev and shit hanging out. So, like, he and his friend had looked through like Maleev's art, and they were like, he has this good like ghost you know, a special feel in his art and all of that. And so they had picked two characters that they specifically thought he would be really good, that his style would look really good with those characters. And they just weren't characters that Maleev was into. Yet he accepted. And that's where I don't know how it works. Like, I mean, fuck, I want you to draw Barney the dinosaur. You know, do they have to? You know, like, seems like there's, like, the artists... You know, what, just say, like, no, I'm not drawing
Barney.
Like,
yeah, into that. I guess it just depends on, like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what they...
So evidently, Maleev had taken their money and then was like, this is the stupidest character ever, and, like, did a really shitty job on it. And they were really upset about it. And I'm like, well, but... I don't know. I mean, I don't know, because I've never gone to an artist, and I don't know what they should do and what to expect and all that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But I would
like,
hope that, like, if somebody has no interest in drawing something, they wouldn't draw it, or wouldn't take your money to do it, because it's New York Comic Con. And what he was saying is any artist, he was like, on Thursday, all of the artists get, I mean, like, he was like, if you go Friday morning, you won't be able to get any commissions. Like, they'll all be booked up. So... He was like, if you want something custom done for you, you need to make sure to go and order it on Thursday.
Or
go and commission it on Thursday. So, I mean, but they also, I mean, like, Kulji was posting a bunch of stuff from Fan Expo. That was just stuff, I mean, when I was at North Carolina Comic Con, they had a bunch of stuff that's just, like...
For sale.
Special stuff for sale, like prints and all of that, and... I mean, I feel like we could geek out enough on all of that stuff to not need a custom.
Right. Because, oh God, what? Commission. Listen, I love Maleev. I've never met him. I don't know. We'll see. He can draw my panties off. Like, I don't care.
Right.
I don't care.
I know. I'm like, what would he ask Maleev to draw?
And I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm going. What would I commission him to draw? Like, would you do Daredevil? Punisher? And then part of me is like, no, I would want Scarlet, because I have read Bendis's Scarlet, and Scarlet is near and dear to my heart. So what would I choose?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know.
Well, we don't even know. Do we know if he's coming to New York?
He's there. Yeah. He's going to be there.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, we can at least go meet him.
Yes.
Make our own decision if he's an asshole.
Yes. If there's stuff for sale, oh my God.
We could take our cover, our Maleev cover.
Yes. And get, and he'll be like, why'd you let Charlie Cox write all over it? That's not very nice.
You have two copies.
I have like 8 copies.
That would be hilarious. He's like, why'd you let Charlie write all over this? And be like, oops, sorry about that. Here, you can sign this one.
Did I say earlier what Charlie said about the Punisher one? See, I can't remember. I talked to you earlier. Yeah. Did I tell you?
Yeah,
what, did...
yeah
okay.
You said it.
I can't
you said it while we were
I can't remember if I said it on the podcast or if I said it earlier. Mm-hmm. Charlie's like, I know. That was so good. But yeah. Like, why'd you let Charlie Cox write all over my hot-ass Daredevil drawn? Daredevil cover. There's so many hot Maleev ones, though. God. I wish I have not seen where David Mack's gonna be there. He's another one.
Yeah, that's he's one that I would actually want to sit and talk to. Like after listening to that EJ Scott podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He was so interesting.
And then Quesada. I can't take this much money with me. I can't. I'll come back. I'm already broke. I can't come back broker.
No, Quesada. I mean, like, would you want his art?
Yes. Yeah. I want his everything. What are you talking about? Of course. No, I don't know.
Because,
maybe.
Like, when he drew Daredevil, that's one of my least favorite Daredevil phases. Like,
no, but he,
I feel like
but
he
if,
drew the Ben Affleck Daredevil.
Yeah.
And it was relative to the times. I mean, he was wearing, I wasn't a huge fan of his art, but I would totally want to hang out with him and talk to him and, bitch about the Marvel codes. I don't know why we've decided that's Quesada's fault, but fuck you, Quesada.
Goddamn codes, goddamn comics falling apart and shit. But yeah, so oh God, now I'm excited. Artists, yeah, I definitely want to get there early enough Thursday to see that. Because if I don't make it back around to see that. I'll be very disappointed.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm really excited that we're going for the 4 days. I feel, you know, I feel like we can do Wednesday stuff that's not Comic-Con related.
The Marvel Plus party they're going to have for us.
Yeah. I like that your interpretation of punch, punch, punch music is the word douche over and over.
Because that's what it is. It's real douchey when you're playing that really loud in a hot hotel.
I never thought of it as douche music. I mean, I have thought of it as douche music. I just haven't thought of it as douche. Yeah. I always do it as douche.
Yeah, because you have to know that at New York Comic Con, if you miss a panel, somebody will record that shit. So I'd rather not miss, like, seeing art.
Well, but the thing, I mean, the Marvel panels, they're going to show exclusive content. We are not missing the Marvel panels.
No, we're not missing the Marvel panels.
I'm just saying, if we got to get up at 3 a.m., if you have to endure Rhiannon without sleep, we are not missing the Marvel panels.
We're not missing the Marvel panels. You just tell me when I need to be there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll be there. I'll be there. We'll figure it out. We'll be the first in line for our wristbands, bitches, or whatever the fuck they do. If we ever, hold on, pause. If we ever get our passes. Hello?
I know. And they're like mailing them to our houses. So could you stop in North Carolina on your way here?
Are they though? What if they mail? Are they mailing mine to my house or yours to my house? Like, I don't freaking know.
Oh, that's right. Are they mailing both of them to my house?
Who the fuck knows?
Could somebody go to North Carolina and get my mail?
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. This is a nightmare. But anyway, we'll see.
Yeah.
If we don't get our passes, then we just go and we hang out with the Captain America statue in Brooklyn. That's all. One more thing I want to do while I'm there.
Where we could have gotten a different room. I mean, we are staying in Hell's Kitchen for Comic-Con.
Yeah. Yay!
Where I was last night.
Yay! Yay! Yeah, do we want to talk about that adventure? We do want to talk about Daredevil number 11 just a little bit. Hit on Daredevil 11.
Yeah, let's hit on Daredevil 11, and then we'll talk about my little adventure.
And then we'll finish up with your with the baby. Okay, I'll be quiet. Psh, stop. No spoilers.
Ooh, babies. Do we want to talk about babies?
We can just like hit on it for a second. Yay, babies.
Little ninja babies. So Charlie announced in Toronto, which I hate that it came out like after you saw
him. Charlie didn't technically announce it because Sada announced it. So,
but Charlie totally.
Yes.
He didn't seem, I watched the video because I was particularly like wondering if he was upset that Quesada announced it.
No, you could tell. No.
He was excited about it and he was happy to talk about it a little bit. And he asked Quesada to make him, he said that his girlfriend asked if Quesada would make a little baby Daredevil drawing. So that's exciting.
That's awesome. Yeah, just look, hey, if you ever listen to this podcast, baby Daredevil, yay.
Yay,
Charlie. Congratulations, Charlie. Yeah, we wish you like nothing but like all the happiness in all the fucking world.
Yeah. And so, then the speculation I've had forever, because his stunt double, Chris Brewster, his wife used to post like doing yoga poses all over Instagram all the time. I always thought they were awesome because she's a lady ninja.
Totally lady ninja.
And she totally like stopped. And I was just like, I don't know. I just thought she was pregnant. Because
I
don't know why I thought so. But yeah. And so today they posted what looks like a baby shower picture.
It does look like a baby shower picture. And if it is, we don't know this. This is total speculation. Then yay, ninja babies. the world just yay, more ninjas. We need more ninjas.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, like Brewster's Instagram, the picture where it looks like a baby shower. I mean, people are saying, "Congratulations, dude!" Like, Yeah, the comments.
Oh, are they? So, yeah. It's, yeah. Okay. I mean, okay. The, so the, see, the, I think
there's some most definitely baby shower pictures.
That's so cool that they're like, I love that.
I know. Like,
I love that Matt Murdock and Daredevil are both having babies.
I know.
I love it. I love it. I love it. It's so much happiness. I love when people are happy. Yes. Yay. And these two dudes deserve all the freaking happiness. So.
Yeah. It's so exciting.
And the girls. And the girls. And the babies. All the happiness.
Yeah. They're ladies. So. Anyway, I'm sorry. I was
I don't know how.
Baby shower.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh God. Okay. So Daredevil.
Daredevil 11. So it was pretty good.
I've had no problems with this comic for two issues in a row. I'm pleased. I am excited about this villain. There's finally a villain to be excited about.
Right.
I'm excited about Muse. I'm excited because in this one, we got more, again, a little more Matt. We got Foggy. Foggy's taking none of Matt's shit. None of Matt's shit. I mean, to the point where Foggy has really never took any of Matt's shit, but he is really not taking any of Matt's shit now. He's done. He's throwing out a $10 bill and he is done. He's over their little coffee date and I thought you called me here to give me info. I know you're blind, but anybody could read these headlines, dude, you know, this kind of shit. And if you talk to Kirsten and we got a mention of Kirsten, yay. So that was cute. Matt and Foggy's always cute. And Matt thought he was going to get fired. That was funny. I like that.
Yes. I love that. I love that.
I love that he was like, I can tell all these things that are going on, but I have no clue why he's called me into the office. I know he's got his shoes off. I know how many papers were on the desk. I know what he fucking just ate, but I have no clue what he wants with me, and it's probably to fire me. And then it's all like the whole conversation is, yep, I'm getting fired. I'm about to be fired. and of course, it wasn't to fire him. I mean, it was sort of like to say, look, you really need to be doing your job, because in typical Matt fashion, he has run out on everybody the last – run out on night court. And so he ends up having to represent this councilwoman whose niece, her blood is in the mural, the bloody mural that Muse had like painted. And this guy was trying to make money off of it and charging people admission because, of course, that's what we would do. That is so that's today.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
Matt is having
totally, that was like, knock Banksy off his throne.
Yeah. So Matt is having to, the DA's called him in to file like an injunction to keep this dude from like opening this up to the public. And Matt, of course, feels uneasy about it. Like, why is the DA getting involved? This just feels a little weird. And Foggy's like, yeah, but because the guy's a douchebag. I mean, come on. Why do you care? And you wanted to be a DA, Matt. Here you are. You're a DA. You're not a defense attorney anymore. Bye. Bye, bitch. I ain't sorry.
He's just like, bye, Felicia. Bye.
I ain't sorry.
Yeah.
So,
you got what you wanted.
Yeah. So Matt gets the injunction filed, shuts it down, but it doesn't matter anyway because spoilers. Muse has left a new work of art. Yay!
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, so he takes Blind Spot with him. Or, I'm sorry, what's his name? Sam?
Yeah.
Matt I have Murdock. To remember. That scene kind of confused me again a little bit because I have to remember Murdock is not supposed to know that Sam's Blind Spot.
Right.
And Sam does not know Murdock is Daredevil.
Yes, so this could not go wrong at all.
Right. So, because Sam makes this comment of, because Matt's like, okay, Sam, I need you to be my eyes and tell me what you see. And Sam, so I can get this news to our friend who's investigating. And Sam's going, oh, Daredevil's on this? Which Sam, of course, knows Daredevil's on this, but he has to play along with Matt Murdock, like, oh, Daredevil's involved. Because at first I was like, Sam would know Daredevil's involved. Why would he say that? Then I have to remember, Matt's not supposed to know Sam's blind spot.
Yep.
And I assume they're working on it together, him and blind spot, I guess. Daredevil and blind spot. So yeah, so we get in there and there are all these inhumans, or what we think are inhumans, posed in like everyday daily activities. Creepy, right?
I'm excited.
And then we get a glimpse of him at the end. We get a glimpse of, I guess this is Muse or, I don't know. It's creepy as fuck. It was good. Yeah. It was creepy. I was creeped out and I just, yeah, I want more. Yeah. That's the first time I think I've put that comic down and I'm like, where's the next one? I need more of this. And it only took 11 issues. So, hey. Yay, Charles and Ron.
Yay.
Like it. Thumbs up. Read it. It's a good jumping in point now if you want to. Like, just jump in from the last issue from 10. It's a very good jumping in point. Yay. So, yeah. And let's see what else. That's the only new thing I think I read this week. Everything else has been old. If anybody wants to, again, join in, you're now reading Runaways too.
I forgot that I was reading Runaways. I forgot that this is what happens to me. Like, I read 4 or 5 issues of Runaways and absolutely loved it.
It's good, right? It's fun. I can't wait to see it play out on screen. It is fun.
And then I went to sleep and I completely forgot that I love Runaways and that I was reading it.
I'm so glad you
reminded me.
You will love it. You got to go back and remember it.
Oh my God. No, it's so good.
You're on the 03 series or 01. I can't remember. 01.
I don't know. I'm on like the first 5 issues ever.
I don't know. Whatever. I am on the 05 series, like 10 issues in. So that's cool. And I am in the middle of Born Again.
No, but
Frank Miller.
Hold on. Runaways for 1 second.
Yeah.
So anybody that's like thinking like, what is that? So one, it's going to be a TV show. Marvel is making
on Hulu.
On Hulu. Oh, that's right. It's going to be on Hulu. Fuck. I don't have a Hulu subscription.
I do.
Anyways, but it's one of those. I mean, well, I'm only 5 issues in, but there's already more twists in these 5 issues than all 11 issues of Soul's Daredevil run. Like, you feel like, oh, okay, you know, here's, you know, kids going on, da, 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 and then they're like, bam, plot twist. And it doesn't feel
it's
like...
It's really dark. It can get really dark. It's not just parents find out their kids are, kids find out their parents are bad guys. It's not just that. Yeah. It's so much more.
And it's one of those where you're going to wonder if the bad guy is really a bad guy. And you're going to wonder, is this person really a good guy? And you're going to wonder.
It's good.
It is so well written, so well planned out, so multidimensional. It is really awesome.
I thought at first, I was like, this is going to be like, I'm reading like a fucking like CW show or something. I don't know.
Dude,
and
don't knock the CW shows.
I love the CW shows, but I thought it was going to be, or let me see, let me rephrase. Cause I do love CW. I thought it was going to be an ABC Family show.
True.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. It's like, this is going to be like ABC Family drama. I want to read this cause CW is cool.
Yeah.
And then when I jumped in, I was like, okay, I can't put this fucking shit down. I got to see what happens.
Yeah.
I
was staying up reading it. I'm glad you read it and geeked out about it because I was glad I picked it up. And I hope I remember that I like it and keep reading it. So,
and like I'm now back in the middle of Born Again. And holy fuck. You forget how fucking dark that shit is.
I can't wait.
Because I read Born Again probably not too long, maybe even after I had read Man Without Fear, or I don't even remember if I had started the 98 series when I read Born Again. I don't remember. It's been well over a year ago. And now knowing so much more about all these characters, and to know that they may be going that route with the show at some point. Oh God. Oh shit, you guys. If you have not read Born Again, you have to. Even if you have never even read Man Without Fear, you have to read Born Again.
Yeah.
Fisk, Wilson Fisk, fucks Matt Murdock.
Yeah, you can just see his full power.
And to watch it on the page, even just on the page, it goes from you get Foggy's point of view a while. You get Matt's, Glory's, Karen's, Wilson Fisk, Ben Urich's point of view at different times, Sister Maggie's point of view. Sister Maggie plays a big role in Born Again. To watch Matt Murdock unravel. Oh my God. Yeah. So I'm so happy to be back in the middle of Born Again again. Yay. Yay. Yeah.
I'm not even going to try to get back into it because you're going to be moved on to something else by the time I get to it. And it'll make me forget that I like Runaways. yeah.
Well, Born Again is all on MU too. It's all on MU. I just happen to also have the book that I have.
Yeah.
But it's all on MU. And then, yeah, by the time you get to reading Born Again again, then I'll be into Typhoid Mary probably. But
yeah.
Yes. But yeah. I'm not even
trying to keep up with you, like, ever.
If we both keep up with Runaways, I'm trying to read also the 2015 Hawkeye, which it's weird.
Isn't it?
It's weird. It's weird.
Like, it gives you some good, like, background, like Clinton Barney stuff.
Yeah, it's
like alien babies.
Yeah, I don't like who draws this one. It's not pretty like the other one.
No.
The other one's pretty. Yeah. And I don't know. Sometimes some drawings are a little harsh and ugly. So that's the other new thing I tried. Been reading a little bit of Invincible Iron Man.
Yeah.
It's fun. Just to get more of a feel for Tony Stark, you know.
Yeah.
Because I've been reading so much Captain America and Winter Soldier. So there's that. I would like to try. I'm going to eventually probably try some Guardians of the Galaxy and.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm, look at
and.
You. Well, the I've, other one that's a TV show. Have you looked at any? Have you looked at the Cloak and Dagger?
No, Cloak and Dagger.
That's the Cloak and Dagger show up on Freeform, the ABC Family channel.
Yeah, I know. Cloak and Dagger show up in Runaways too.
Oh.
So I don't know how that's going to work.
Oh.
Yeah, you haven't got to that issue yet, where Cloak and Dagger show up.
I'm on issue like 4 or 5.
Okay. Well, I don't remember when they show up. It was fairly early. I just couldn't remember. Yeah. Because there's not many issues in that first run. Maybe like 13 or something. I don't think there's that many. But yeah. So, no, yeah. So I need to get, yeah, I need to do that too. Cloak and they're also in series, the series that I'm reading now, Cloak and Dagger have shown up again. So I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know.
Yeah,
they're gonna let that cross over, but
yeah. I was like, Spider-Man hangs out with Daredevil, and that's never happening. So
no, fuck. Maybe though, we can always dream. There's always dreams.
Don't stop believing.
We can always just commission Maleev to just draw it for us.
Right.
Draw my dreams. Draw me. Daredevil and the Punisher sitting in a chair together.
Both with the man spread going on.
Yeah. Yes.
I'd like them both on a couch.
Yeah.
Man spreading. An Elektra in between them, all bunched up because she doesn't have room for her legs. And then she's jamming them in the balls because they've man spread and she's tired of that shit. That's what I want.
She's having none of it. None of it.
That's it. That's what I want commissioned. I went Daredevil and Punisher manspreading with Elektra jamming them in the crotch because she's tired of that shit.
More Elektra.
Somebody make that happen.
Make that happen. I'd like to see, if matter of fact, if Maleev could just draw everybody sitting in that chair, like contemplating shit, it's just the coolest thing ever. Just everybody just sitting and contemplating shit. Always.
They're going to be contemplating, not manspreading.
Contemplating and like tossing bullets and shit. So yeah. So before, okay, right. We'll touch on one thing before we move to your adventure. Any okay. new Marvel Netflix news, TV or movies or
TV movies? Jessica Jones won an Emmy.
Yes.
Yay! The title music. I improperly wrote the article about them winning for the title sequence. And I put a whole bunch of shit in it about the David Mack art that's in the sequence and the Hitchcockian feel. And the MCU Exchange article is still out there. I just changed it to say they won for the music because I am a horrible...
Well, it's confusing. Fan. Confusing.
They were nominated for the title sequence and they were nominated for the title music. They won for the title music. Man in the High Castle won for the title sequence. But it's the very first Emmy for any Marvel television show. Like,
I know, that's cool.
Some nominations. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got some, like, technical nominations.
I was really hoping we would at least pull out. I figured Game of Thrones would win for the stunts. Mm-hmm. I did, because Battle of the Bastards, I really did. I mean, if Daredevil was probably going to win, it should have went to them last year for the stunts. Yeah. So I was hoping, like, maybe we'll win that sound editing thing or something.
Seriously.
But no. But hey, it is cool. It's a big deal. Now they're Emmy award winning, yeah. Jessica Jones.
Well, yeah. I mean, so now they have the Peabody and a Hugo Award and an Emmy. And Jessica Jones is just on fire.
And reviews are coming in for Luke Cage and People. God. People, I'm hearing good. Really good. Really good things.
People are just like peeing themselves for Luke Cage. It is.
I mean. Well, I told you. I told you back when the trailer came out that I thought that was the best trailer that had come out, was the Luke Cage trailer. So I'm excited. So I think this is probably going to be one of the best stories told.
Yeah. I'm really excited. Well, the one review that matters is Mark Bernardin's.
Yes.
He just has nothing but awesome things to say about it. I need to get my Marvel Unlimited. I need to find a way to get myself a local address for the Marvel Unlimited account in case I can get invited to the premiere.
Yes.
They're going to do the premiere in Manhattan.
Oh, okay.
That week that it comes out, like, Wednesday of the week. It comes out on Friday.
Yeah.
They're doing the premiere on Wednesday. In Harlem. Did I say Harlem? I said Manhattan.
No, you said Manhattan, but I was like, well, whatever.
They're doing it in Harlem.
Oh, that's even cooler. Okay.
So, Harlem is a little bit more than a 90-minute train ride, but I think I can make it if I can make it. Yeah, so I'm excited about Luke Cage. I don't know when we're going to watch it.
I don't know when we're going to watch it either, because my flight is at stupid early Saturday morning. Yeah. So it's, which might do me good to get up stupid early Friday, yeah. So that I can get some sleep Friday to get up stupid early Saturday. So yeah, maybe I'll be watched.
My plan is to watch the first four episodes before you get here. I'm going to get up stupid early on Friday and watch 3 or 4 episodes before work.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep watching them without you. I mean, I'll rewatch them with you, but, I don't know, because, like, I'm going to pick you up. Yeah. There's a lot of logistics around Luke Cage. And then we are recording podcasts about Luke Cage after we watch it.
Holy shit, stress. No, I'm just playing. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so we can record podcasts while sitting on the beach. So,
it's going to be awesome. I'm going to try to do it in a more professional, like, manner.
Yeah, they're going to be for the MCU Exchange.
Yeah.
I told them that we would do one. We're going to do... So, rather than, like, all of the time and attention and dedication and note-taking it takes to do one podcast for every episode, I proposed that we do one for every 4 or 5 episodes. Or, like, one for every 4 and then one for the finale. Or, like, a finale and recap. So that's where I thought if we could both watch the first 4 apart and then we could watch the rest together and just sort of record them as we go along.
Well, we don't have to be in no hurry either. That's the thing too. that like these things people like, you know, they're going to watch it at their own pace anyway. Some people are going to binge it and some people it's going to take them a month to watch it. So
yeah.
Cool. So, that sounds good. Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. So we're pumped. Ready for Luke Cage.
Plan, and you're going to come down here to the Jersey Shore.
And yay.
We're going to hang out by the beach. Actually, I say that and I'm like, I'm going to pick you up at LaGuardia. We're going to go to Brooklyn.
We're like, going to Brooklyn.
I should just get us a hotel up there for Saturday night.
It's whatever. We'll figure it out.
I don't know. So anyways, here I am at the Jersey Shore where we have trains that take you to Manhattan.
Yay! Trains!
Even though I've been here for 3-4 weeks, I don't know how long. Fuck time. I took the train up to the Meadowlands that one time to see Bruce Springsteen.
That's right.
Because I'm in New Jersey and Bruce Springsteen was too.
Yes.
I had not taken it to Manhattan. So yesterday I hopped on the train and went to Manhattan.
And how long does it take?
It's an hour and a half.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And okay. I think it could be shorter. I think last night, at the end of the night, I learned that there are two trains that go from the Jersey Shore to Manhattan. And like one's an express and one's a local. And I've been going to a particular train station because somebody recommended it for the safest parking. But if I go to Red Bank or another one, I think there's like an express train that doesn't have as many stops. So I think it can be a little bit shorter of a trip. I'm going to research that.
Yeah, because I'm like, fuck, I can fly from fucking Jacksonville to New York in an hour and a half. Fuck.
Well, that's the one thing that's keeping
fuck
me.
Distance.
I was joking with a friend. So I have a friend that lives like a 30-minute train ride from Paris. And, you know, yesterday he was like, oh my God, why have you not been in Manhattan all the time? And I'm like, it's 90 minutes each way and it's, and it's $35. I mean, by the time I pay, like it's $3 to park my car and then $32 for a round trip train ticket. And even if I like did something different, even if I drove up there, I would end up paying $30 for parking. You know, I'd end up paying $10 in tolls and $30 for parking, or, you know, like there's no way to make it cheaper.
Right.
There's ways to make it faster. You know, I was talking to him, I was like, it's 90 minutes and $35. If it were an hour and $20, I would be up there all the time.
Yes. Yeah. That's, yeah.
It's just like that little bit.
Yeah. The hour and a half, just like 90 fucking minutes. And then, like you said, $30 fucking dollars.
I mean, it's an easy 90 minutes. You know, it's not like the airport where you have to go and like go through security and all that bullshit. Like I pull up to the train station 10 minutes before the train comes. It's been coming right on time. Hop on. It's comfortable. I fell asleep on it coming back from the Meadowlands. I didn't last night. It was a less comfortable train last night. But it's easy. It's so easy. And then it just drops you off right there. And so, yeah, I mean, the 90 minutes doesn't bother me. I mean, coming back last night, I was a little bit, I think at the end of the night, it starts to freak me out because I'm like, oh my God, I won't get to sleep till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And Rhiannon loves her sleep. If that has not been the message of this podcast. But.
Oh, dear.
So last night I did it, or yesterday I did it. It was so hot in New York. So hot. And I went through the fashion district and I picked up some fabric for my company I'm starting. I wanted to try.
Yay!
And I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It was just kind of fun because, I mean, they just had fashion week. So I felt like the fashion district was really kind of, I mean, the professionals all go during the week. All the places I needed to pop in and see fabric, they're actually closed on the weekends.
Oh.
So I was just like in there and it was just really nice when the little lady came out and she's like, what do you need? And I'm like, I need this. And, you know, go through. And then I was just like, I'll take a half a yard of that. And
Gosh, look at you. Not even, being all professional. Yeah,
not
shit.
Even like asking the price or anything. And I'm like, oh my God, like what if this is like $150 a yard fabric or something? And she's like, that'll be $750. And I'm like, thank God.
Like, are you sure? You sure you want that? That's the skin of like baby seals or something.
Seriously. I could have accidentally picked out baby seal skin. It kind of looks like I would expect baby seal skin to look. Maybe,
oh,
maybe I could call the color. Maybe my product would sell better if I call it baby seal skin.
Seal skin. Oh shit. That's vegan, just took a turn.
Vegan baby seal skin.
Vegan baby seal skin. That's hard to say. Seal skin.
Yeah, seal skin. Still
skin.
Still skin.
Still skin.
Skin.
Yeah.
Anyways, then I wandered through town. So, I play Pokemon, and there's really good Pokemon hunting in New York City. So I basically.
Oh man. No, like, look, no, fuck Pokemon. No.
No. I'll convert you. So basically, mm-hmm. I walked 100 feet, and then I would stop and do shit, and then I walked 100 feet, and I would stop and do shit.
No.
It was loads of fun. I caught a Dratini, which is what the guy that caught all the Pokemon, he lives in Brooklyn, and he actually hired an Uber to take him to New Jersey to catch his Dratini to get all of them, and I caught one just like in Manhattan walking around.
Oh. I caught a Dratini.
I don't even know anything about it.
I know nothing. I do not even have this like app on my phone. I know nothing. I'm just being a little shit right now. I know nothing about it.
I'm gonna convert you to the Pokemon love.
She'll be shaking her head right now. Mm-mm.
And then I kept walking, and I walked over to I walked basically across Manhattan to Lexington Avenue area.
Yes, I love it now because when you say these things, I know what you mean.
Oh, well, yeah.
I know. Like, I know the Fashion District. I know Lexington Avenue. Ah! Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and like I was explaining the directions because I was like, oh, so the train drops you at 34th and 8th. And then I walked over to 51st and Lexington. And you were like, oh my God, that's like 20 blocks. And I'm like, oh my God, we sound like we know New York. So yeah. So
I'm learning.
And there was this little thing going on over in that neighborhood. This was September 10th. Who knows when I'll get this podcast uploaded. So there were tons and tons of, I seemed to be catching a whole bunch of 9/11 events as they disbanded. Like, I got over to the east side as a parade was ending. Like, I almost ran a couple blocks to try to catch the parade, but it was hot.
Yeah.
I just walked across Manhattan. So, like, there was, like, the end of the parade, and every time I turned around, I felt like there was some guy with bagpipes walking back to his car or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So much bagpipes. So much bagpipes. I didn't hear any bagpipes until today. One of the football games for the national anthem, they had a bagpipe player playing the national anthem.
I love the bagpipes, man.
I usually love bagpipes. Francis Scott Key never intended the Star Spangled Banner to be played on the bagpipes.
Yeah.
No. That was a bad idea. A for effort. Horrible idea. And it wasn't the bagpipe player. It was just... it was horrible.
That was my bagpipe.
That was more like a trumpet.
I know. I don't know. I failed. Trumpets would have been better, though. But whatever.
And then, and then I met Finn Jones. And
took you met Jessica Jones. What did you say?
And then I met Finn Jones.
Oh, Finn Jones.
I'm like, there's not even like this huge anticipation. It was just like, I got over there. I mean, like the little sheet that they put up for Iron Fist filming yesterday, it was so clear. It was like, this street will have filming. This street will have the actors' trailers. This street will just have trucks.
Do you think? Do you think they had to be that clear because of all the stuff that was going on?
Maybe.
Particular weekend?
Yeah, because I started to worry. Like, as I walked up and I saw that parade, I didn't know it was the parade. And I was like, is this Iron Fist shit already?
Is that a Finn Jones is playing? Iron Fist going to have a bagpipes?
Parade in it? Like, are they, you know?
I didn't know Danny Rand played the bagpipes.
Yeah. Danny Rand, surrounded by bagpipe players. It's like Con Loon and shit. They are really taking it in a different direction. I don't know, but it was a very, very specific sheet.
Well, let's also touch on a moment how it's kind of rare for them to be doing it on a Saturday also.
So a Saturday, you know, afternoon in Manhattan. And maybe they need it. I mean, you know, maybe. No. I mean, because even where they was, it was really cool because, well, afterwards, we walked towards Times Square. And when we got back to where the parade had been earlier, like, I met up with some of our friends. They happened to be there. I happened to run into them. That was very weird. Like, being in Manhattan, turning the corner and finding a crowd of people you know.
Right?
Very cool. Yay. Nice to see them and everything.
So exciting.
And as we were walking towards Times Square afterwards, it was like, we just sort of stopped like a block away and it was so quiet. I mean, you're in the middle of Manhattan, but just this particular block was so, so quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, this is the same general area where they were filming when I saw Daredevil filming in Manhattan.
Right.
So I don't know. And that was, no, that was like a Wednesday or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's quieter there on the weekends because it's more of a office space type area. It's not as much residential.
Right. Could be. Anything. Yeah.
So I don't really know, but it was very weird. They were filming on a Saturday. I saw Jessica Henwick, who is playing Colleen Wing. She got out of the van and she had a katana in her hand.
What?
And like her assistant or whatever immediately took it and was like holding it. It was like a plastic one. I mean, you can tell that it was fake. But I'm like, was she like practicing in her living room? Like, does she have a big sword fight that she...
Well, she was kind of a badass on Game of Thrones, so maybe she just takes it with her everywhere, right?
Maybe she does. Maybe it's like her purse. Maybe like purse and katana, like all right there together.
Maybe she totes it like some people tote their cell phone, you know?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe she has a katana-shaped cell phone. Maybe she just like picks it up and talks into like the handle of it. Like,
yeah.
It's just like, yeah, I don't know.
That's cool though.
Yeah.
That's great.
I didn't get a chance to say hello or take a picture with her or anything, but Finn was absolutely sweet. Like, you know, came out, said hello to everybody.
When I first saw the picture though of Finn, I was like, is he already dressed like in his set clothes? Because you never, I don't know, like, is this Danny Rand getting dropped in Manhattan again? Because he looked kind of homeless and lost.
You know, it's funny because one of our friends that was there, she was just there because the rest of us were. And she knew nothing about Danny Rand or Finn Jones or Iron Fist or, you know, and somebody was like, ooh, is that Finn coming? And she was like, I don't even like know what he looks like. So rather than, like, you know, being the 21st century people we are and pulling up a picture on our phones.
Yeah.
I looked down the street and, like, a few minutes later, this homeless guy, like, long beard, just, like, haven't showered for a week, like, starts walking up. And I was like, hey, that's who we're looking for. And she's like, that's exactly the mental image I had. And it wasn't too far off base.
No, but that's what I'm saying. When I saw the picture, I was like, oh, he's apparently already dressed for like Danny Rand shit.
No. But I mean, like,
all the set, all the set pictures we've seen of Finn, he's looked homeless and broken.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, there's the one where he has, I mean, when he's bleeding, the one where he's bleeding, he has on a dress shirt, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he doesn't look quite as homeless. You're right.
Yeah.
He doesn't look quite as homeless.
But, yeah, totally.
I got nothing but love for baby Iron Finn. Nothing but love.
And I can attest, like, he does not smell or anything. He doesn't smell homeless. He looked perfectly. It's funny because I had to go back and check the picture because I was like, had he shaved his beard? Like, I didn't remember seeing, like, the beard be very prominent or anything. And I was like, no, I don't think he's, you know, and I had to go back and check and I was like, maybe he didn't, because that's, I don't know. I was like, maybe he shaves the beard when he becomes Iron Fist.
And it's towards the end of filming,
so I kind of wanted to hang out and like watch to see if he stepped out of the trailer wearing a yellow outfit or something. But I also was like dying of thirst and had to go somewhere and like use the bathroom.
I can't
and get some water.
Yeah, it does. It'll kill you. It's rough.
I mean,
it's rough.
By the time I got on the train, like from leaving filming at the end, because like we wandered around and we came back and stuff. By the time I made it back across Manhattan and got on the train, I went to 7-Eleven and bought 2 liters of water. And I drank a liter and a half of water.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an hour before I even felt like I might have to pee.
Yeah.
I was that dehydrated. Yeah. It was... Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even realize it's happened till it's happened. Till you're about to, like, die.
Yeah. But yeah, so lots of magic, lots of exciting stuff.
I can't wait to see what they do with the costume too. I can't wait to see how they do that.
And I did see, I mean, I was watching because we were there. We had a really good spot that we could be out of everybody's way and sit. And I mean, you've seen the commotion. So when you're at these, where they have the trailers, you're in the city. Normally you can't sit right there because they don't want you to see stuff. But sometimes you get a good location where you can sit somewhere that they won't run you off and you can see things. So we were sitting at the actors' trailers pretty much. And before the actors get there, the wardrobe department comes through and they put the wardrobe in the trailers. So, and they're usually in like plastic bags and they have
right
shoes and
or
everything.
Like garment bags or something. Yeah,
yeah. And I mean, when we did some Daredevil stuff, I don't remember if it was a time that you
when Vincent was there, you know, it was all just the prison stuff. They were toting back and forth. Yeah. We did see some of it, not really like
but
the Daredevil suit hanging up or anything like that.
Last time I was at Daredevil, I saw them take the Daredevil suit to the trailer. I saw a red suit in a bag that they took into a trailer. And I mean, it was clear, like there is a red suit.
It was holy too. You just wanted to touch it, like a holy moment. Like,
yeah, yeah. Like as they carried it down the sidewalk, it just sort of went,
no.
And, you know, it just, yeah. I mean, but once it was on his, I mean, that time that we saw it on his body, it went down the sidewalk still. And it was just like,
it was, that was still one of the best moments ever of like my life.
I got to tell that story to somebody for the first time this week. It was so
I told it to a girl, the girl that was standing in line in front of me for the photo ops.
I told it to our friend Chris that you'll get to meet.
Yeah, it was so exciting.
Not just the moment was so exciting, getting to tell the moment was so exciting. So I watched, technically, like, sat around for an hour or two before Finn showed up, and I watched them loading. I mean, when they came through with costumes, I was staring at those bags. I wanted to know every detail. And they reminded me more of the ninja costumes from Daredevil. Like, it was a lot of black. It was a lot of, like, a dark burgundy, almost purple color.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, there were a bunch of those. Yeah, there were a lot of leather jackets with like a purplish burgundy.
Okay.
Like on the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So I just sort of assumed that it was going to be him and then like whoever the enemy was, that there was going to be some sort of biker gang or ninja gang or come, Loon, you've run more.
Like, yeah, yeah, like Davos and his crew or some shit.
Yeah, and I mean, I need to, like, start being better about, like, looking at pictures of people before I go out. I mean, for all I know, I saw Davos. Actually, I think I did see the guy that plays Davos. And he was just wearing black. If I have the right person, and that's who I was seeing and everything. So I didn't see, I mean, I did not see any yellow at all anywhere.
Well, they acted like, I mean, I just don't know that we will see full costume by the end of
Charlie said
Iron Fist.
Costumes.
Well, Charlie also just, it was kind of more alluded to like, it would show up in the Defenders. So I don't know.
Right. And Charlie doesn't know that anything. Well, I
know Charlie does. Well, Charlie knows nothing.
I mean, I was keeping my eye out in case Charlie showed up and stuff. I mean.
Right.
Because if Matt Murdock is pulling the Defenders together, he could do a Samuel Jackson, you know, Nick Fury type pop up at the end of Iron Fist and be like.
He could pop up because, listen, for all we know, at the end of season 3, and we know that season 2 of Luke Cage just sort of coincides at the same time as Daredevil season 2. So, you know, Charlie's really beardy right now. So if he shows up, it could just be broken up Matt Murdock right now shows up. He's really.
I mean, that Weekend of Cons shows that he could just go for a weekend without his razor and become a full-fledged Sasquatch.
Like, true. True, but I was thinking the same thing. I was like, yeah. I said, I wonder if Charlie's been making all these trips back into to Manhattan to be on the set of Iron Fist for some reason.
I mean, I was keeping an eye out in case he showed up. And if they do any more nighttime filming and I can make it up there, I'm totally going to. I mean, they should almost be done for the season, but I did not see any sign of Charlie. We're so used to Daredevil. So
yeah,
I watched by, there were two trailers that held actors. So, I mean, like, it was not, I mean, I was there when they filmed the Daredevil rooftop fight, and I know how many trailers it took for all of those ninjas. And they didn't have anywhere near that many people. So it wasn't like a big epic rooftop fight they were filming.
Okay.
It was just like a team of stunts and some, you know, leads. But, you know, we're so used to walking up, like Daredevil has their system where they have the numbers on the doors. So as I walked up, I immediately started looking at what was on the doors. And I saw the first one said director. And then the next one said DR. And I was like, they have two directors? And then, like, I didn't even, like, the third one had,
no,
like,
I would have been
some
like,
other...
they have a doctor on the set?
Yeah, I'm like, is it a doctor? And then, like, the third one, I didn't even look. I mean, but I'm sure it was Davos. What's Davos's last name? Davos. Does he have a last name?
Shit. I don't know.
All I know, it was probably his trailer, and it probably had a D in something, and I probably thought it was director of bullshit. Director of photography. You know. I was just like, why do they have a whole trailer here for directors? I mean, I seriously, truly thought it was a trailer full of directors. And then the next trailer had a door for the producer. And then I ran into our friends and didn't bother reading the names on the other doors. And, I mean, at some point I did walk over there and just sort of glance at them, and they appeared to be gibberish to me because I get in the heat and I lose my brain. Like,
What if Finn just demands to be called director on the set? Or doctor?
Because he totally seemed... There was not an ounce of pretentiousness in that body. So I, and it was so funny. I mean, like, just in my head, I was just like, DR, director. And I wasn't convinced. I mean, it was because, like, our friends, they were just like, oh, yeah, Finn's definitely coming today. Definitely. And they had been there earlier, and I didn't know who they had talked to or what their information was. And I was just like, oh, okay, you know, you guys say he's coming. And then, like, Jessica came and went in her trailer, and then somebody else came and went in that other trailer door, and I was like, well, but the trailer's full and the other one's for all the directors.
Maybe directors is now code for, like, ninja.
we got our pictures and it's just totally sweet. Well, I mean, like, when there were three of us there that wanted a picture with him, but there were a few other people there, and he was like, did I get all the pictures? Did everybody that wanted a picture get their picture? I'm happy to take pictures with everybody else. I was just like, no. We're just here for them.
You should have said, hold on. And you should have held up your phone with a picture of me. Shelby wants the picture. She's not here. Bless it.
Draw a cardboard cutout.
Bless it. I'm going to fuck up and call him Iron Fan. Oh, my God.
I told him we were very excited about whatever he's doing.
Yes.
And then, like, as we left, you know, like, and then we sort of backed off and let him go to work. Because it seemed like he was really late, too. But nobody there seemed upset that he was there that late. So, you know, whatever. And then, like, as we left, he left and he, like, went off to the left towards the director trailers. And I was like, dude, your trailer's, I don't know where the fuck your trailer is, but
it's not those. It's not those are for the directors.
And, like, as we were walking off, he was just sort of, like, half in, half out of his trailer, which this shows you how out of it I was, because normally I would be all, what the fuck's in the trailer? Like, you know, trying to see everything. And I'm just like, oh, there's Finn. And his trailer says DR. That means Danny Rand. I'm a fucking idiot.
Well, so am I.
Danny Rand.
You told this story, and I'm trying to, like, rack my fucking brain to figure out Davos's last name. Doctor.
Danny Rand.
Director. Good Lord. Yeah. Super late again.
We're super awesome at figuring out mysteries.
Danny fucking Rand, god damn it. Danny Rand. Oh.
Danny fucking Rand. Danny Rand. DR.
I probably would have never figured that out.
So, like, why the fuck didn't I turn around and go look at all the other trailers? What if one had said MM? I mean, I didn't even go look.
Who the fuck's MM? Who the fuck?
Fucking idiot.
What does that mean? Like, mini motherfuckers are gonna be here? What does that mean?
The movie magic people. The movie magic. They must have all kinds of special technicians on this crew.
Is that the M&M trailer? Who the fuck's so demanding they need a trailer full of M&Ms? Fuck.
That's the trailer where the person picks out all the green M&Ms.
Oh, God. We are special.
Yeah.
We are special.
I mean, I went back later because they had all the signs and stuff that they put out on the sidewalk saying, walking through here, you're agreeing to be a part of this television shoot and stuff like that. So I thought I might be able to see some stuff, and it was a really exposed area. I just was hot and tired.
I've been there. You have to just call it at some point. You can't stay there for everything. You don't know what you're going to see. You're probably going to miss something. You may not miss anything, and you have to just call it.
And I had to figure out the New Jersey transit system, and I had to figure out, I mean, there was a point too, like walking back to the train. I mean, again, I had to walk through Times Square, which is just, I mean, my own personal vision of hell is sitting in bumper to bumper traffic and not being able to get anywhere and your car kind of overheating.
Yeah.
But my next one is Times Square.
And mine was being at the vendor mart at Dragon Con. I feel you. I do.
So when I walked out of Times Square, I forgot that I was walking from low numbered street to high numbered street. And at some point I turned around and I was like, oh my God, I'm at 7th and 42nd. I've been walking the wrong fucking direction. I'm going to have to just get a taxi because I'm getting so lost. And I was just like, I'll turn around. And then I was like, wait, no, I'm going up in numbers. This is good. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I made it and I made my train. And I got back in my car. Yay! So I'm like, rah! I conquered New York, New Jersey.
That's exactly. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You feel like you conquered, like, something. Yay!
Yeah, like...
And you got to hug baby Iron Fan. Oh,
my God. like baby Iron Fen, and he was very sweet. I mean, it wasn't, I mean, like when we met Charlie, it was like,
yeah. Oh,
fuck, I touched that. That was not human. This was an incredible experience. I mean, like, there was no moment like that. Like, Finn's abs did not feel like Charlie's abs, but he seems like a very nice guy. I'm very excited about him being part of our universe.
I am too, because it's going to be like it's an evolution. I feel like.
Call it our universe, like we own it or anything, but you know.
No, we have no claim on this Marvel. Don't kill us.
Our universe that we love, or. Anyways,
Oh God, so exciting! Yay!
So yeah, so that's my Iron Fen story, and one day you'll meet him, and it'll be awesome. Maybe they'll be filming when you get here.
I know they might. They might be, or they could be through. I mean, but if they are, then that'll be awesome because I would love to. I would love to meet him. I'm good now. I'm a professional,
right?
I can do this. Right? I can do this. I can just.
Yeah, I mean, that was
nothing to it.
It was no big whoop. I mean, if you look at the picture, he looks more freaked out than I do. Which I'm a little concerned about. I'm like, fuck, I might have smelled. I'm out there like, he didn't smell. And he's probably like, oh my God, I met the smelliest, sweatiest man.
I was so worried that that I was going to be like by the time we took our picture at 5 o'clock, that's where I was going to be. I was like, oh God, I'm going to be so smelly and sweaty and greasy and gross by the time 5 o'clock rolls around.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, it all worked out. it all worked out. So good. I'm glad we both had good, crazy adventures this time without each other. That's what's usually, who knows what's waiting for us when we get to New York again together.
Oh my God. I'm really excited about this trip. I feel like I'm just feeling like this trip is going to be special. Like, you're going to come here. We're going to work out some cosplay. Maybe.
I want to.
Yeah.
So
we're going to rock this convention. It's going to be exciting. Like, I feel like we're going to get something out of it.
Well, you have to at a con, another, tidbit of advice, you have to slide your fuck switch to off.
Yes.
You have to just roll with it.
Yeah.
You can't. You can plan as good as you can plan, but ultimately you just got to be there and embrace the moment and be happy that you're there with people who are fucking excited and love the same things you do. And that's what I have to kind of learn to do more and better. So
I'm really good at turning off my fuck switch. So I'll help you.
Yeah, you have to. And just be in the moment more. Put the phone down. Be in the moment.
I'll put the phone down. Yeah, yeah. My camera.
Get the camera out. Polaroid, bitches.
Yes. All right.
So, wow. Yeah.
That's almost a 2-hour podcast for this episode.
Did we really? No, we were talking before. No,
we talked
for
a half hour, and now we're at 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Jesus, I talked for a long time about Atlanta. I do apologize, people. It
was exciting. It was good.
It was pretty good. It was a damn good day. It's a good day. Get your tickets to Alamo, whatever city.
Yeah,
comic.
Yeah, Charlie's going to be in Tejas.
Do it. Go for it, people. Go for it. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Do it.
All right. Yeah. We'll talk to all of you later.
Yeah. See you guys. Thank you guys for listening, sticking with us. We love you.